fasting has many benefits. And some of these benefits are related to the dunya, and other benefits are in the akhirah. So from the benefits of the akhirah is the development of at-taqwa. That when a person fasts, he develops at-taqwa. And at-taqwa is a word which is used a lot. And sometimes it is wrongfully translated as being fear. The word taqwa is much more comprehensive. It means being conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means piety. It means remembering Allah. It means feeling close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means being religious and spiritual. All these meanings are covered by the word at-taqwa. And Allah said in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. O people of Iman, fasting was legislated upon you just as it was legislated for those people who came before you, la'allakum tattaqun. So you may develop at-taqwa. So this is one of the benefits of at-taqwa. Also from the benefits of at-taqwa is that from the benefits of fasting is that when a person fasts, he is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also from the benefits of fasting is that when a person fasts, this is the pinnacle of sincerity. Because outside Ramadan, when a person is fasting, nobody else knows that that person is fasting. When you pray your salawat, people can see you praying salah. When you go to Hajj, people see and they know you have gone to do Hajj. But when you are fasting, nobody knows you are fasting. Because you're not doing something, rather you are staying away from certain things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So fasting, especially outside of Ramadan, is an indicator of your sincerity. And then there are worldly benefits of Ramadan or of fasting. So no doubt when a person fasts, he may feel some empathy towards the poor. He may feel the hunger of the needy. Also, he may develop some self-discipline and patience. And also, it's good for health. All of these reasons are there and valid. However, it's important for us to understand that we don't fast for any of these reasons. So we don't fast because it is good for our health. We don't fast because it builds a sense of community. We don't fast because it gives us self-discipline or teaches us time management. We only fast ta'abbudan lillah, in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anybody whose intention behind fasting is any of these things which I've mentioned, his fast is not accepted. It is invalid. Rather, you have to fast for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These other benefits, a person may attain them through fasting, or he may not attain them. But the reason why he does it is sincerely and purely in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the reason why I emphasize this is because many times we find people trying to explain fasting to the non-Muslim, for example. And when they ask them, why do you fast? They'll give them the secondary benefits. The reason why we fast is because through fasting we can feel what the poor people feel. The reason why we fast is because through fasting we build a sense of community. Through fasting we learn self-discipline. Through fasting we learn self-restraint and time management. And that is good for our health. And we don't fast for any of these reasons. We only fast for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We only fast because Allah ordered us to fast. We only fast because Allah is pleased with us fasting. Ta'abbudan lillah. You have to fast in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When was the month of Ramadan obligated upon the Muslims?